Rome, that means Stam Sefer Teres Kanim, is Rabbi Yehuda. So you see, Rabbi Yehuda himself holds that on the Parsha of Erchin, an Adreidness has not been Erchin. I, and our Mishnah Rabbi Yehuda holds that you give a Mila to Deich HaShavis. So you see, it's a special din dafka by Mila. We'll soon see why that he holds an Adreidness called the Zochon. But Kol Tarkul is also made an Adreidness called the Sofit. So Rashi, was Tam Sifrohu, the Teres Kanim, Tanya Lo, was Tam Sifro Rabbi Yehuda. So you see, Klo, he holds an Adreidness also called the Sofit. Omer Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchok Afanan Namitnina. I also learned like this, the same klal that an adreidness is a suffix zoch a suffix isha. What's the locha? Hakel ksherim lekadish. Everybody's kosher to make a kiddush of the mechatis. So drash lekadish mechatis losais efer al hamayim. Mechatis is first you have to have mayim chayim el keli. You have to get level water from well water in a kli, and then you pour from the efer of the mechatis of the efer of the paraduma. You burn the paraduma, and from the ashes of the paraduma, you put into the water to make a mechatis. So who could be mekadeshit? Anybody. Chutz micheres shreite v'kotin. A cheres shreite v'kotin, they can't do it, and they're a kotin, they're posel. Rabbi Yehuda machshe v'kotin u'poisel b'isha v'yandrugnis. If Yehuda holds though, an adrugnis is posel. So here you see Shema Mina. You see also Nachamo, that by kiddush, even a kotin is kosher, but an isha is posel. And adrugnis is also posel. To see a contrary Rabbi Yehuda, an adrugnis is a sophic ish, sophic isha. So therefore he can't make kiddush, because on the side to say he's an isha, he's posel to make kaddish to make chattis. To see a contrary Rabbi Yehuda, an adrugnis is only a sophic. Rashi machshe b'kotin u'posel b'isha. Time of the forest must say the Yom Per Gimel. It doesn't speak him over there. But Kol Bar Lachmo, you see the concept of Yud and Adroigness is a suffix. What din he has? For the Gemara b'zoi or Maishna Mila or b'zoi, how come if Yud holds now Mishnah that an Adroigness his Mila is Deich Shabbos? Why is it Deich Shabbos? I'll cross on his suffix. Mishum Nechsev by Mila the pasuk says he moil lochem kol zocher. It's a ribu. The Rashi kol zocher ribu Yehu. It's a ribu. So here Rabbi Yehuda Dashan, the Rebbe's coming to the Maisiv, even on Adrugnis, also you make a Mila. That's a Vade Mila, Mila is Deich Shabbos. But only in the Pasha Mila do we say an Adrugnis has a Vade Chiv Mila. But for other halachas in Torah, an Adrugnis is a suffix. What din does he have? Is he an Ish or is he an Isha? So at the Mishnah. Misha hoyuloi shnei tinoikas. A echod lomol achar ha-Shabbos, vi echod lomol v'Shabbos. Hey, Samoyel, that had two milas planned. Two people called them up to make a mila. One person's baby was born on Shabbos, and one baby was born via Yom Rishon on Sunday. So Melo, one mila is supposed to be done on Shabbos, that's the Yom Shemini, and one mila is supposed to be done via Yom Rishon on Sunday. It's Mishaeloi Shnei Tinoikis. Echad Lomo Achra Shabbos, one mila is supposed to be on Sunday. V'yechad Lomo V'Shabbos. And one Tinik, it's like a born on Shabbos, the mila is on Shabbos. The shachar, when the male now went to do the meal on Shabbos, umoil eshalachra Shabbos. He made a mistake and he made the meal on the wrong tinnik. He made the meal on the tinnik that's supposed to be gemalt on Yom Rishon. Come to say, when he made the meal today on Yom Shabbos, he wasn't mekayim the mitzvah at all. Because this kid right now is a ben zayin. A ben zayin is no mitzvah. The mitzvah meal is only Yom Shmini. So since this kid was born on Sunday, if you make the meal on Shabbos, not yet to the mitzvah at all. So therefore, the locher is chayiv. This moil is chayiv chatis. Since he did a mitzvah deraisa b'shoigi, there's no mitzvah to gemalt this kid on Shabbos. So he did a malacha of chabur on Shabbos. He has to bring a korban chayiv. What about faket? Echad lomo b'yera Shabbos v'echad lomo b'Shabbos. The moil had two milas lined up, but one kid was born on Friday and one kid was born on Shabbos. So now v'shochach u'moil that came the next Shabbos the yom hamila v'shochach u'moil that shall erer Shabbos to Shabbos. It could be they made a mistake and Friday morning they gemalt the wrong kid. On Friday morning he gemalt the kid who was born on Shabbos. But I call upon him on Shabbos now, he gemalt the kid who was born on Friday. So Lamaisa, he's doing a mitzvah now. What's wrong? The kid who was born last Friday, his mila should have been done on Friday. They didn't do it on Friday, doing it on Shabbos. Shabbos is the ninth day. The ninth day is still mekayim the mila. It's still a Lamaisa mila. But I call upon him, it's not Deich Shabbos, because the blind mila shleb is mana. So he did this mila b'shoigik. What's the lochon? Reb Lezer mechayiv chatis. Let us know he's still chayiv chatis. Because since this mila is not Deich Shabbos, so mele he's chayiv chatis. Reb Yeshua poita. Reb Yeshua in this case says no, he's potter from the chayiv chatis. Why? Because he's called a toye b'dva mitzvah, v'yosem mitzvah. He thought he's doing a maisa mitzvah now. He thought this tinnik was the one that was born on Shabbos. So that's less than a shoigik. Shoigik alamol is You think what you're doing is right, but really you're doing an Averum. Here the guy is like thinks he's doing a Maisa Mitzvah, and he's also going to Maisa Mitzvah. So he holds his potter for Nechatas in such a case. Let's see Rashi. Shochachu Moyle Shalachra Shabbos Shabbos Chayiv. Titoye B'dvah Mitzvah V'lo Yosem Mitzvah. He's in the ratio where the kid was a Sunday kid. So maybe when you make the meal on Shabbos, it's B'yom Zayin, there's no Mitzvah at all. Then Avad Yoachayiv Chatesu. V'yob L'day Chaburish Shalot Tzorech. Over the other way, if he had a tinnik was born on Friday, and then you made the meal of Friday's meal you made on Shabbos, we have less than chayiv chatis. Rashi, why the meal of shleib is manam and the derech Shabbos? Kafot is called the meal of shleib is manam, not derech Shabbos. Even though he made a tois in a dvar mitzvah, show you torah b'yoyis to shul Shabbos. He thought he's being making the milah of the one that was thought to be done on Shabbos. Also mitzvah, and even on this kid, Lamaisi, he did do a mitzvah. Shere royihu lomo. It's the ninth day. You couldn't make a milah today. Elo, the concern is shena derech Shabbos. Svilu Reb Lezer toye b'dva mitzvah v'yose mitzvah sheish boichiyev chatis is alocha chayiv. Yeah, Yeshua holds you still chayiv. This is a. Reb Lezer, you still chayiv chatis. While Gefort, you were shogeg. Lamais, you did a chabura on Shabbos that you had no heter to do it, even though you had good intentions. You thought it's mutter. That's done with every shogeg. Every shogeg is you think it's mutter, like you don't think today is Shabbos, or you think this malacha is mutter. You were shogeg. But nesvegan, since you did a maisis, you have a chayiv chatis. Here also, lamais, you made a mila chabura. Shloi bizman is not doing a Shabbos. You chayiv. If you have Yeshua point, he also chiddush. The Svirulei Toye B'dvar Mitzvah, the Yose Mitzvah Potter. A Toye B'dvar Mitzvah, in the case where you do a Mitzvah, you know, the Locher is still your Potter. So that's Rabbi Yeshua. So, right. Morafune Masri Chayiv. Might as well stop here, this is going to... Yeshua with Mim. Choyva Shu Mispashet Lahala Meroshay. If you have a hat, that the rim of the hat comes out very wide, Tefach, it comes out of Tefach wide, is also laniach b'roishoy. They're not going to walk out with such a wide brim on Shabbos. Afilu b'bayis, even in your own house. Why? Mivnei shuoil. Because the mice that's making an oil. Mivnei shuoil, that makes an oil. In other words, anything that sticks out of tefach, we say the purpose, why is it so wide? Because now it's protecting you from the sun. It's giving you shade. That's bringing it to an oil. That's also to wear it on Shabbos. Now, Lamaisa, the shallow, what the heck to wear our hats then? Amol, you have a hat, the brim is a tefach wide, what the heck to wear? The Quran, according to the Mechaber, it's an Issa oil. So the Magen Avraham says a few pshatim. One pshat, he says that our brims are not so thick. It's not so, not so strong. You could bend it down a little bit. So since it's bendable, it's not doima to an oil. Another swari says this, because Lamaisa, we don't wear it, l'shem zeh. That's not the reason why we wear the hat. It's not there to protect us from the sun. Wearing a hat, that's a hat. So even though the mice protects you from the sun, that won't have an is oil. So the mice of the oil, more or less, is samech, is mekel. Some people are makbid amol to roll up the hat a little bit on Shabbos. Shouldn't be very wide out. Didn't say, Chon of Asma, I think you say, used to roll up his hat a little bit on Shabbos. And it shouldn't be tefach wide. The mice, according to the Magen Avraham, the rod taught them to be mekel. Now we don't have kavonah. Our kavonah is not for the purpose of protecting from the sun, and it's also not so strong. The brim, smell it smooth. Right. Nemala. Lot says for Shabbos, the koiva sheberoishoy hosu lehogim. If you're wearing a hat that's protecting you from the sun, some people after it, even the case where it's not wide a tefah, so you have a heti, you're allowed to wear it, still some people say it's osur. Why? Mishum the chashin and sheyak v'yenu haruach, heroishoy. We're afraid maybe the wind will blow off your hat, off your head. This is the Gzeira in the Gemara, that something we're afraid will fall off you, we're afraid you'll come to pick it up, your Shus Rabin, and walk with the Dalad Amis, the Shus Rabin. Elim came, whom Hudik Beroshi. You have to make sure your hat is nice and tight on your head. So we say, if you wear somebody else's hat that's too wide on you on Shabbos, the Khuri is not going to walk out with it on Shabbos. Oishu Amit Beroshi, unless it's very deep, your head goes into it very well, Nichtas Atechoi. Then when you're very tight or very deep into your head, then we're not afraid the wind can't blow off your hat. Oishu kosha b'rtzua. The other racer is to tie down your hat. Atakas groiner to get under the chin. The b'achi lekla mechish demidi. You tie it down under the chin, then it's alright. By kol ponim, you're supposed to wear a hat that's tight on you. It shouldn't be possible that the wind to blow it off. Right, the membeis. Ha moitzit filim b'shabbat b'zoyim. If you find tefillin outside in the street on Shabbos, it's mokim b'zoyin, the mokim shem mishdamrim. It's not watched there. It's mamash b'shus rab in the middle of the street. What should you do now? Im yes sakone shegozer shalom niach tefillin. If it's exeru what the chazal the goyim that you can't wear tefillin is mechasin v'holichloi. So the answer is to cover it up like a shkofonim. It shouldn't be the mokim b'zoyin there, and then you go away. You don't have to stay there. Because you can't stay there, you will soon see you can't carry it in, because the goyim may see you doing it on Shabbos, or by the goyim it's lavda after Shabbos, they may examine even in the weekday. So you can't wear this film, it's just a rabbin, you have no other brera, so you're allowed to just leave it there. I'll be you covered up. The main sakonim, but there's no sakonim sagoyim. The goyim don't bar like today. There's nothing wrong if you wear tefillin. What if you find a pair of tefillin outside of Shusar Rabbim on Shabbos? And yesh bem ritzuis. If the tefillin like half straps to it, like I would tefillin. Shevekach nikke shem tefillin. We know chloris tefillin for loy kemeyim, and not a kemeyim. Because in times of Chazal, they used to make kemeyim look like tefillin. So if it's only a kemeyim and has no kedusha, then you wouldn't be allowed to save it on Shabbos. So in the case of b'sman is there anything we find, we could tell it looks like tefillin, we know it's tefillin. So on the side, you know vadi it's tefillin there, vein shurois, sheyochel olavshon, and it has a kesher that you could put on the tefillin, is alocha machnitzen zug zug derech levisha. You find tefillin outside the Shus Rabin, you're supposed to put them on you on Shabbos, put the shel yad on, put the shel roish on, and wear it home. About the wearing of derech levisha, there's no issa diraisa mid rabbon. Ach yechnisen kulon, until you carry, take one pair, wear it home, then go back to, again, if there are a few pairs there, go back to put on another pair and go back home. But to put on, two pairs at one time, that you can't do. Why? Because the only heter is on, even though Shabbos is not as man's tefillin, but since in the weekday you wear the tefillin that way, it's called derech malbush. Something that we wear in the middle of the weekday is called derech malbush. So to walk outside with tefillin on Shabbos is no issa. But that's only if you're wearing it derech you wear in the weekday. If you start putting on two pairs, you can't be mitzamtem to put it on the right mokum. Maybe you'll have to put one off the right mokum, and that mokum is not a kima mitzvah tefillin. So then you have no heter to wear it out on Shabbos. So that will be called a masli. So you only have to carry in one pair at a time. V'im hoyu rabin. Let's say the amamish 100 pairs of tefillin that you found. Shula yaspe gulosh nachnisam zug zug. That if you're going to spend the whole day Shabbos wearing one pair back and forth, you'll never finish. You won't finish by nighttime. You won't finish bringing all the tefillin back home. So what's the yitzah? Yachshir chaleim adalailo. The yitzah is just time wait there. Like watch them. Just pay the till Motzei Shabbos, and then you bring them home. V'yavim. V'im yor lahachshir if they list him. But let's say you're afraid to stay there because you're afraid of the listim. You're afraid to stay in the Shus Rabim. So then you have the heter molichim pochas and daldamis. The rabbonim will matter you to carry it less than daldamis through the Shus Rabim. Even though that's awesome in the rabbonim, you're not allowed to carry something through the Shus Rabim less than daldamis. Then stop. Then go weiter. But the rabbonim it's awesome. But here, but mokim bizoyin hatfilim and slav dafkat film any mokim kedusha. You find the mezuzah on the street. If you find a sefer on the street, you find a siddur on the street, you have this heter. You allow to walk, pochus, daldams. Until you find the mokim mishumur, that you can put it down, it won't be the mokim b'zoyim. But about you have no heter to bring it from Mishus Rabim into Mishus Ayachim. That the daldam is to walk, pochus, just means, if it's in the middle of the gutter, you can put it to the side of the street on some mokim, either a mokim p'tur, that can make it ice b'zoyim. Oy, the other answer is, you can hand to get all your friends, make a long line, and hand to one to the other. So about each one is not being mitzied more than Baal Damis, there's no way to it's just a rabbin. So the Aruch HaShulchan wants to tell you, the better answer is to walk pochus and Baal Damis. Because the time is handing it to a chaber is a bizoyin a sefer. It's not nice. It looks like you don't want to hold the safe, you don't want to hold the tefillin. Looks like you don't want to pass along the tefillin. It's a bizarre for tefillin just to make a line and pass along. So therefore he says the best answer is then to walk pochus pochus and daldamis. So the Rambam gave, you find a sitter in the middle of the street for Shusar Rabin, and the mokim bizoyin, you're allowed to pick it up, walk less than daldamis, stop, then walk another daldamis and stop until you find a mokim, either a mokim p'tur, or even on the side of the Shusar Rabin, it's not such a mokim of bizoyin. Not if you want to go more than Dalai Lama Shusha Rabban. It's also awesome to Rabbanan. The Rabbanan, you can't move a Dalai Lama Shusha Rabban. Right, Mem Gimel. How might you say for Torah B'Sod? Let's say you find a safe for Torah in the street. Im eina shas hakona, yoshev u'mesharmo yimach shevolo. The best say to is just wait there until my soy Shabbos. Like, watch it. It shouldn't be the mokim b'zoy. Let's say it starts to rain, so it's time to watch it outside or get room to Sefer Torah. So Rabbanu will make a mis'atev bior. You're allowed to like take off your shirt, take off your jacket, and wrap the Sefer Torah around your body, and then you put your jacket over the Sefer Torah so the Sefer Torah won't get wet. You're protecting it from the rain. And walk inside with it. Why? Because you're carrying it. That's not called Derech Chitzah. It's not a Derech Chitzah to have a Sefer Torah wrapped around you. Because only in Yisra the Rabbanan, will make it to carry the Sefer Torah. Kalacha Yad, Mishum Bazoyin HaSefer. But this is only if it's raining, they'll get room there. The other way is, if it's not raining, you're supposed to just stay there and watch it. Let's say, right, you can't watch it, you're afraid of the Goyim, then Avada, you have the same Hetter then. Or else you have the same Hetter as before also, to walk Pochus Pochus, Midal Damas. Just here, they even gave a bigger Hetter. By Sefer Torah, they gave a Hetter, you could wrap it around you, and Mamash walk with it even into your house. Right, the Memdal. Habola Hatzel Kelim Avad Lakin. You have a fire in your house, and you want to save your Kelim on Shabbos, your clothing, is Loivish Kol Mashi Yochalubish. You could wear as many clothing as you want. The Oitiv Kol Mashi Yochalativ. Wrap around you as many clothing as you want. Opeisha, take it outside and take them off them. V'chayzav loy v'shemoytzi. But this thing we had before, you let him walk out on Shabbos with two clothing, two or three or four. So what then, if they have leker, same aloha, you can put on as many clothing and walk with it and carry it outside that way. Right, the Memhei. Misha noshru kelim b'mayim. If your kelim got, your jacket got soaking wet on Shabbos, either because it started to rain on you, or else you fell into a puddle of water. Is aloha hoylach b'em, you still let him walk with them on Shabbos. The Rabbanu will not mechayiv you to change your clothing. Abi, you put them on when they were dry, even though now they're wet, you have no chiv to take them off. Maybe you come to wring it out. But the halacha is, when you take it off though, you're not allowed to spread it out like it looks now like it's drying out. But it's a marasayin. People shouldn't be choshed you, she keeps them a Shabbos. If people see you spreading it out now on Shabbos, people think you washed it today, and now you're spreading it out to dry. There's even also to do in your own private house nobody sees. Shane Shom Roy, even though nobody sees you, also. Because of that, what's also Mishra Marasayin is also even privately, providing the Marasayin is an Issa Deraisa. And here people think if they see you spreading out your clothing, they would think you washed it. Washing clothing on Shabbos is Issa Deraisa. So there's a marasayin of an Issa D'Raisa, it's us you to do it, even in a private room, locked up room that nobody sees it. Still, Chacham Masin. Lo yosu el l'shoytchem b'Shabbos. It's only us to spread it out on Shabbos. Avolim shotchem yever Shabbos. It was raining Friday, and you had your coat that got soaking wet, and you spread it out on Friday. Then, kelo amchubosim, ein echad l'sakim b'Shabbos. Well, then you wash clothing right before Shabbos, and you hung it out on the line before Shabbos, you're allowed to let it hang out on the line the whole Shabbos. That's no gzera. The only there is, if you're hanging it out on Shabbos, that's also people think that you washed it. So it's negayat this little bit of negayat hamol, if you go through the streets on Shabbos and it's raining. And when you come home, you soak this, your coat is soaking wet. So what do you want to do with it? Usually like to, on outside, you spread it out. The Churat HaShayla. You start to take this coat to spread it out. That's the Shadchom, the Churat HaShayla. It's a Marathayim. Now the Shayla is, what about if you hang it up? You take it now, two more clarin. If you just want to hang it up, I'm going to take it into the bathroom, you put it on a hanging, you got it hang there. The Chura, that should be mutter. Because that's what you do normally with the coat. You hang it up anyway. Just now, since it's wet, you're not going to hang it up in the closet, you're hanging it up someplace else. That's not called shotchum. But in the case of the moment, you have a rainy coat, or a coat that got wet, and you stand one of them and spread it out on the floor, like outside your room. You just spread it out to spread out over the table, and that's nickel Chura, you're spreading it out, the Chura has to shayla. Memvo, begodim hashriyim b'mayim. If you have begodim that got soaking wet, is also l'nagvam somach liyesh. You're not allowed to dry it out near the fire. Push it wet because it's called the kibbutz tent. You're drying it out, or else that's how vishal is. You're heating up the water. He learns somach liyesh mishum alabin. You're cleaning it now. Oy mishum avashim, or else you're cooking it. If the fire will make the water kiyatz letters wet, that's awesome. V'yos l'talpulam. So there was Magari also, if you have a beggar that's wet, you're not allowed to put it on top of the blast to dry out. You put the wet beggar on top of the blast to dry out, as long as you need to dry some. Either it's bishul, you're making the water inside the coat become yachla, this boy, or else the isra of malabin. It's like you're washing it now. So you can't put it near the fire so it gets so hot that it starts drying up. Be also a tautalon, you can't be metautalit. Shem yobu de frita. If you have a beggar that's soaking wet, You're not allowed to even touch it on Shabbos. A blight muksa. It means a regular coat, like a shirt. That you mask, but it shouldn't be wet. So if you have a shirt that's soaking wet, just came out of the washing machine, churitz muksa. You're not allowed to walk in a place on Shabbos that you could fall into the water. Shema yishru kelev yovelei frita. So kids on Shabbos, you have to be careful not to walk on ice. If you have an icy river, iced up, you can't walk over the river on Shabbos. Maybe you fall there and slip into the water. Or if there's puddles there, you're not allowed to walk near a puddle on Shabbos. Now, that we say you can't hold a beggar if it's soaking wet, it's from Shabbos, is only if you mask it, it should be dry. Moshe, let's say about a towel. Mo, you have a towel, after you wash yourself, you wipe yourself, it could be wet. Still, you're allowed to touch, you're allowed to pounce with the towel. Because the towel, you're not mask it if it's wet. The towel is made to get wet. Now, after you dry the dishes on Shabbos, the towel could be soaking wet. After you wash 10 people, wash their hands with the towel could be wet. But that's there it's not muksa. Because there you're not makpid if the towel is wet. Now, that's what the towel is made for, to get wet. It's only the godel like a shirt, that when it's wet, you're not going to use it at all. So then it's muksa. When it's wet, you shouldn't be metalpid. Right, Mem Zayin? Lo yishtach odem et kelo b'shabbat afilu min azayin. If you sweat it up, your shirt is sweating, you're not allowed to spread it out on Shabbos. The same zera. Because people think it looks like you washed it on Shabbos. Dem ches. Mistapik godem baluntis. Oh, you're allowed to use towels on Shabbos. First, we're going to ask the boy, after you wash yourself, you put on a towel, use a towel, that's mutter. Umeise biyodoi, you can hold it in your hand. We're not afraid by a towel, maybe you come to wring it out. Why? Because it says you're not makbet if a towel is wet or not. If you go to take a shower, you shouldn't give it to the bathhouse man. Because they're attacking a choshe, they don't come to wring it out. That's their job there. So then you shouldn't give it to them. Then test. Mutter lirchatz yodov b'nohar b'shabbos. You're allowed to wash your
hands. Yeah, start again. Daf kufla medzayin, the Mishnah. Misha hoye loy shnei tinoikos. Echod lomol acher ha-shabbos. Hey, Samuel that had two different milas lined up. One was supposed to be acher ha-shabbos. In other words, one kid was born on Yom Rishon on Sunday, and the meal is supposed to be the next Sunday. V'yechod lomo b'Shabbos, and one baby was born on Shabbos, so the meal is supposed to be on Shabbos. So they came the next Shabbos, v'shochach ha'moil eshal acher ha'Shabbos b'Shabbos. The meal made a mistake, and on Shabbos he gemalt the one that was supposed to be b'Yom Rishon. Come to say, when he did it on Yom HaShabbos, it was only b'yom zayin shaloi. It wasn't b'yom shmini shaloi. So he wasn't mekayim any mitzvah. That's not the mitzvah. You can't be mekayim the mitzvah's milah if you do it before yom shmini. There's a melech chayiv. He's chayiv v'chatis the mel because he did a melacha of chabura on Shabbos, and it wasn't deich Shabbos. There wasn't any mitzvah to be gemalt the b'yom of yirishon on Shabbos. So melech he's chayiv v'chatis. Strashi v'shochach omoyel eshalach v'shabbos v'shabbos chayiv. He made a mistake. He was toying a dvar mitzvah. He thought he was doing a mitzvah's milah that was leicha Shabbos. He didn't do any mitzvah. Because what he did was he cut off the orlo of Ben Eshiva. He's only 7 days old. He's not 8 days old yet, this kid. And he made a chabur on Shabbos. Here everybody's moida that the moil is chayiv v'chatis. What about another case? Echad lomo v'erev Shabbos. He had one milah that was supposed to be done on erev Shabbos, that the kid was born Friday. So the next Friday is the Yom HaMilah. V'echad lomo v'Shabbos, and one kid was born on Shabbos, that the milah is supposed to be the next Shabbos. V'shoach achol moil, eshel erev Shabbos b'Shabbos. Now the moil made a mistake, and it came the next Shabbos. Instead of making the milah on the kid that was supposed to be on Shabbos, he made the milah on the kid that was supposed to be on Friday. Now here, even though the meal was supposed to be on Friday, so he made it a day later, he made a B'yom Tisha that was on Shabbos. So I call upon him, he is Mekayim a mitzvah. You lie to make a milah after Yom Shmini, on Yom Tisha you can make a milah. But just since this is called a milah Shlei Bezmana, it doesn't have a din to B'deich Shabbos. So here, Reb Lezer Mechayiv Chattis. Reb Lezer says he's still Chayiv Chattis. Since he did a Chabura on Shabbos, he did a Malacha, that he had no heter to, this milah, since the Shlei Bezmana, it's not B'deich Shabbos, this is the Chiddush. Reb Yeshua says in such a case he's potter from a chattis. Hey, since he was a toyeh b'dva mitzvah, he thought he was doing a mitzvah's milah. He thought this kid was mechuyev and milah on Shabbos, so it is deicha Shabbos.
and really he did a Maisa Mitzvah. Because even though the kid was born on Friday and the Mila should have been done yesterday, but if you do the Mila on Shabbos, you still Mekayim the Mitzvah. Just this Mitzvah is not Deicha Shabbos. So Al Tei B'Shu, in such a case, he's Potter from Mechiv Chattis. So Rashi, Echad Lo Mel B'Shabbos, V'Echad Lo Mel B'Era Shabbos. V'Shochach U'Moyl Es Shel Era Shabbos B'Shabbos is Reb Lezer Mechayiv Chattis. Rashi, the Mila Shlei B'Zmana Eina Deicha Shabbos. Since it's a Mila Shlei B'Zmana, it's not Deicha Shabbos. Even though he thought that he was being torah in the milah that was supposed to be derech Shabbos, and since he was torah in doing the mitzvah, he made a mistake. And even this kid who was supposed to have the milah on Friday, when he did it on Shabbos, he was mekayim mitzvah. He's after Yom HaShmini, he's right to have the Mila. Ella, what was the Chesaron? Shein HaDeich HaShabbos. A Mila Shleib is Man HaDeich HaShabbos. It's really the Rebbe Lezer, the Rebbe Lezer, Toye B'Dva Mitzvah. The Yos HaMitzvah, if he made a mistake, and you did the Mitzvah, Shiesh B'Chiv Chattis Chayiv. Still, Rebbe Lezer, still you Chayiv Chattis. While the Maisi had no Heta to do the Mitzvah, to do this Maisa Mila on Shabbos, since the Shleib is Manah, so you made a Chabura on Shabbos. So true, you were Shegeg, but you like every other shaykh that you chayev chattis. Rabbi Yeshua poite, tesvirle toye b'dva mitzvah v'yose mitzvah potem. He says, this is different than every other shaykh. Every other shaykh you chayev chattis, because you're not a toye b'dva mitzvah. But here, since you thought you had a heter to do it, and you're oisek in a mitzvah, and you did do a mitzvah, so even though you had no right to do it, still there's no chayev chattis. We'll see in the Gemara how he knows this yichidish. That's Rabbi Yeshua's yichidish though. That you potem from a chattis in such a case. Yes, like the Gemara, Rav Huna Masni Chayiv. Rav Huna learns in the Reish of the Mishnah, like we have it, that everybody holds Yichayiv. Rav Yehuda Masni Potter. Rav Yehuda has no different gears in the Mishnah, and he learns in the first case, everybody holds Yipotter. We'll soon see what that means. Strash Rav Huna Masni B'Masnisam V'Reish Yichayiv V'Divri HaKoyel K'rit Nanin and Lo Anan. So we learned the Mishnah, that in a case where one tinnik was supposed to be on Shabbos, and one tinnik was supposed to be on Sunday, and you did the Sunday's Mila on Shabbos, everybody holds Yichayiv. And since you were not Mekayim a Mitzvah's Mila, it was the Sunday's Mila on Shabbos is too chasar, and it's Shleib is Mana, and it's not even B'yom Shmini. So since you're not Mekayim any Mitzvah, everybody holds Yichayiv Echatis. Now, Reb Yehuda Masni Potter, Reb Yehuda holds by says a different gears in our ratio, and he holds everybody holds Yipotter. What is that case? A Trashi de Muki Lo, B'shochach U'moil Eshel Erer Shabbos B'Shabbos. As he learns, Reb Yehuda learns different Pshat in our Mishnah. He learns in the Sefer that we have it, we're in a case where you made the Friday's Mila on Shabbos, everybody holds your potter. Even though Friday's Mila on Shabbos is a Mila Shleibes Mana, it's not Deich Shabbos, but the Maitzah since on Shabbos is called B'yom Tisha, it's the ninth day old, and you, if you make the Mila, you're Mekayim the Mitzvah's Mila. Since you were Mekayim the Mitzvah's Mila, everybody holds your potter for Machatis. And the machloikis then, Reb Yeshua and Reb Lez in the Mishnah, is if you're chayiv or potter for machates, even in the ratio, even in the case where you had one kid that was born on Shabbos and one kid was born on Sunday, so the Mila was supposed to be on Sunday, and you made a mistake and you made that Mila on Shabbos, see, even though it's Shleib is Manam, and you're not Mekayim any mitzvah, because you're making the Mila on Shabbos, which is B'yom Shiva from the birth. Still, Reb Yeshua still holds your potter from Echatis. We'll see in the Gemara why. So the Gemara, Rav Huna Masni Chayiv. Rav Huna learns that we have in our Mishnah that in the Reish everybody holds your Chayiv. The Tanya, Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Elozo, Lanech Leku Rabbi Eliezer. For Rabbi Yeshua, there's no machlokes that according to both of them Yechayiv Echatis, Al Mi Shoho Yoloi Beis Tinoikos. Where Moel had two kids to make a mealy run. Echad Lomo B'Shabbos. One was supposed to be done on Shabbos. V'yechod lomoil achra Shabbos, and one was supposed to be done on Sunday. V'shochach lomoil eshel achra Shabbos, v'shabbos, and the moil made a mistake, and he took the kid that was born on Sunday, that the Mila was supposed to be on Sunday, and he made the Mila on Shabbos, she'u chayiv. Everybody holds in this case, she'u chayiv achatis, the moil, because he made a chabur on Shabbos, and even though he was toyer, he thought he was a mitzvah to do it on Shabbos, but since he did not do any mitzvah, because this kid is only v'yoyim shiva, there's no mitzvah's mila at all. Therefore, everybody holds Yichayiv Chattis. Rashi Shulchayiv, the Yafagav, the Torah of the mitzvah, Vitoyevo, he thought he was doing a mitzvah, he thought that this kid was born on Shabbos.
of a kivon the lav mitzvah, but since lamaisi is not being mekayim any mitzvah, shadayin lo higiyas mana lomol, it didn't come the time yet for the chiv's mila. It's only biyom shiva, it's not biyom shmini. It's everybody holds yichay v'chadis. Aman nechluku, where is the machlekes in the Mishnah Rebbe Eliezer and Rebbe Yeshua? Al mi shoho yeloi beis tinoikos, where a moil had two kids to make a mila run. Echad lo mobera Shabbos. One was born on Friday, so the mila is supposed to be the next Friday. V'yechod lo mobera Shabbos. One kid was born on Shabbos, so the mila is supposed to be on Shabbos. V'shochach, the moil made a mistake. O moil es shall error Shabbos v'Shabbos. The moil made a mistake and he made the mila on Shabbos on the kid that was born on Friday. So here, the moil is mekayim a mitzvah, because it's b'yoyim tisha, of v'nesvek, and he had no right to do it, because it's a mila shloim b'zman, it's not doich Shabbos. Sh'Rabbi Eliezer mechayiv chatis. Since it's not doich Shabbos, you called it a malacha b'shegeg, yechayiv chatis. Rabbi Yeshua poiter, Rabbi Yeshua says, no, since you were toyib d'va mitzvah, you thought you were doing a mitzvah, and you mekayim a mitzvah, because it's b'yoyim tisha, so you have a kima mitzvah's mila, he holds your potter for mechatis. So the Gemara Shneiim Lelamdu Elam Yavodis Kechavim. Both Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer learn out the din from Avodis Kechavim, from the Avera of Avodis Kechavim, that there the Torah says Yechai V'Chadis. Rabbi Eliezer of Avodis Kechavim. Hey, it's just like Avodis Kechavim. If you do it Peshoygi Yechai V'Chadis, if you didn't Avodis Zara, who are then if you Mechal Shabbos Peshoygi also Yechai V'Chadis. Is ma Avodis Kechavim, just like by the Avera of being Oyvid Avodis Kechavim. Omer Rachmona. The Torah says, "Alav, don't be over avoid the zara." Tuchi ovid mechayiv, and if you do avoid the zara b'shegi, the loch v'jichayiv echatis hochi nami loyshina. How to Rebbe Eliezer? Who are then here? Since you were mechal Shabbos, you did a chabura on Shabbos that you had no heter to make this mila on Shabbos. So mila is called you did an avera b'Shabbos. Yichayiv echatis. Shrashi elam avoid the zara. Shehukshu kol chatoy shevatera lachatoyis avoid the zara. We learn out all the chiyav chatis from the avoid, from the avera of avoid zara. The chsiv, the pasuk says, Torah achas yulachem, bepasha shlach lecho anoshim gav bekorban avoid zara. So by the chet of avoid zara, you do it b'shoig, the Torah says, Torah achas, mashm all the other chiyuv chatois, you learn out from avoid zara. So Rabbi Eliezer holds, just like there b'shoig yichayiv chatis, who are then here b'shabbos yichayiv chatis. Rabbi Yeshua says the chiddush, no, Rabbi Yeshua, hosom delav mitzvah. Over there, you're being over the avodah zara, you're not being Torah, you're not doing any dva mitzvah. Avohocha mitzvah. But here you're doing a ma'isa mitzvah. So since you're doing a ma'isa mitzvah, even though you had no right to do this mitzvah on Shabbos, still, since you're mekayim the mitzvah, it's not doing to the avera of avodah zara, therefore there's no chiyuv chatis. Shashib Yeshua, hosom avodah zara, over the avodah chavim, lo yose mitzvah. You didn't do any mitzvah. But here, since you did a mitzvah, memele it's not doing a Shabbos. You don't have any chiyav chatis. I luchur, what do you mean you're kind of mitzvah luchur? Let it be a chsaron for mitzvah above yavera. Luchur, you're doing the mitzvah on Shabbos. You're doing the mila on Shabbos, and this day is really he's 9 days old today, so it's not doich Shabbos. Luchur, let it be the mitzvah above yavera. So I think the achrenim master's kash. I think the only giyontif wants to say a teres that it doesn't pass mitzvah above yavera by mila. Because Mila, the Metzias of the Mitzvah, is that the kid is ois oral. He doesn't have the oral on him anymore. So Lamaisa, this kid does not have the oral on him. So you can't say it's not called the Kima Mitzvah, but Lamaisa, he doesn't have the oral on him anymore. So Mamela, there's a Kima, the Mitzvah's Mila. So Mela, how to be sure that you put up from a Chiv Chatas, because it's not Doima, to the Avera of Avodah Zarah. There you have no Kima Mitzvah at all. Mashenkin here, since you have the Kima Mitzvah, even though it's not the Yechah Shabbos, still we say you have no Chiv Chatas. So tomorrow, Rabbi Yehuda Masni Potter. Rabbi Yehuda learns different. He learns in the Mishnah, there's a case that everybody holds your Potter. Titania, where's the case? Omer Rabbi Meir. Lenech leku Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yeshua. Ami Yishoho Yeloi Beis Tinoikos. Echod Lamo Bera Shabbos. There's no machlekes in the case where the moil had two kids to make a mila run. One was born on Friday. V'yechod Lamo B'Shabbos. One was born on Shabbos, the mila's on Shabbos. V'shochach the moil made a mistake and forgot. Umoil Eshel Eros Shabbos, but Shabbos, he forgot to make the meal on Friday. And instead he took that kid and made the meal on Shabbos. and he thought that this is the kid who was really born on Shabbos, his halacha is shu'u potter. As everybody holds in this case, shu'u potter from achatas. As since you're toyeh b'dva mitzvah, and you did a mitzvah, you won't mekayim the mitzvah, even though it's not toyeh Shabbos, you're potter. Like we had before, this is not doyma to the chet of avodah zarah. Aman nechleku, where is the machlokes though? Is where does Rabbi Eliezer say yechai b'chatas? Al mi shehoyeh loy beis tinoikos. Echod lomol ech achra Shabbos. One was born on Sunday, so the meal was supposed to be on Sunday. V'yechod lomol v'Shabbos. And one was born on Shabbos, that the meal should be on Shabbos. V'shochach to Moel made a mistake. U'moel es shel achar ha-Shabbos v'Shabbos. He made the meal on the kid that was born on Sunday on Shabbos. So come to say he's only a ben shiv, he's only 7 days old on Shabbos. So the Moel was not mekayim any mitzvah at all. Shri Abelezer mechayiv chatis. Here Abelezer holds yechayiv chatis. And since you have no kima mitzvah at all, merely yechayiv chatis. We have Yeshua poiter. Yeshua says no. Even in this case, do you potter from yechayiv chatis? Why? Ushneiim lelemdu elam avodas kechovim. They both learned this out from the chet of avodas zara. Shri Abelezer sova kavodas kechovim. Ma avodas kechovim. Omer rachmon aloy savid v'chiyavid mechayiv hochina miloishino. There's a chet of avodas zara here also. Yemah avodas kechovim. Omer rachmon aloy savid v'chiyavid mechayiv hochina miloishino. Halt Yablez also. There's a call you did a chet. You were mechal Shabbos. You made a chabur on Shabbos, even though you were toy b'dva mitzvah. You thought you're doing the mitzvah, but here it's worse. Since you had no kim ha mitzvah, it's doyim to the chet of avodah zarah. For Yeshua, no, hosom leitorah the mitzvah. When you're doing dinin avodah zarah, the chlal, you're not even thinking you're doing a mitzvah. You're not torah b'chlal doing a mitzvah. Habahocha torah mitzvah. But here, when the Moel did the Mila on Shabbos, even though he's making a Mila on a kid that's only 7 days old, he has no Kima Mitzvah, but at least the Moel thinks he's doing a Mitzvah. Since he thinks he's doing a Mitzvah, he thinks he has a right to do it, and he's doing a Mitzvah, this Shoygig is potter from Achates, not Doima to the Chet of Avodah Zarah. Shrashi Rabbi Yeshua Hossam le Torah b'Mitzvah. Hocha Torah b'Mitzvah. Torah le Sarsek b'Mitzvah Gemurah. He thinks he's being Isaac and doing a Mitzvah. Sherei Echad Mehem Zmane Hayoim. He has two kids, and one of them taka the zman is Shabbos. His one kid was born on Shabbos, one kid was born on Sunday. The Torah liboy lemar v'lasos. He was Torah. He was Isaac and doing the milah fast. Omitech tirdoi toeh. He made a mistake. Or more or less zeh shame by mitzvah klal. But still, he's potter from achatis because not doing with the chet of avodah zarah. So the Gemara Tanya, Rabbi Chiya Weimer, Hoye Rabbi Meir. Tanya Rabbi Chiya, Omer Hoy Rabbi Meir, Le Nechleku Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua. There's no Machlekes Al Misha Hoy Le Beis Tilekes. Where the Moel had two kids, Echod Lomel B'Yerush Shabbos. One's Mila was supposed to be done on Friday. V'Echod Lomel B'Shabbos. One was supposed to be done on Shabbos. V'Shoch Achol Moel Eshel Erush Shabbos B'Shabbos Shuchayiv. He has the gifts of Pumfakert. In the case where you're making the Mila on the Friday's kid on Shabbos, so now on Shabbos the kid is 9 days old. So, since it's 9 days old, it's called the Milush Leib Zmanoi. You have a Kim HaMitzvah, but since it's not Doicha Shabbos, he holds you on Chayiv Chatis. Everybody holds you Chayiv Chatis here. So, more soon when he has the Chur is a Svar Pum Fakert. Since you won't Makayim HaMitzvah, so you should be Potter. Still, he holds no, everybody holds you Chayiv. Of Alma Nechleku, where is the Machlaikis that Rabbi Yeshua holds you Potter? Almi Shoyle Beis Tinoikis Echelomol Achara Shabbos, Viechelomol Shabbos. One was born on Sunday, one was born on Shabbos. He made the Mila on the kid who was born on Sunday on Shabbos. Even though now he's only 7 days old and you have no Kima Mitzvah still. That's good. But still, Rabbi Yeshua Poita. Still, Rabbi Yeshua holds in this case, you put him. She will make a Mila on the kid who was born on Sunday. You make the Mila on Shabbos, it's only the seventh day. So you have no Kima Mitzvah. Still, he holds you put him from Machatis. For the Gemara, hash to Rabbi Yeshua Sefer to loyko avid mitzvah. Poiter, more just for stira now. Madach in the case where the kid was born on Sunday, and you make the meal on Shabbos, so he's only 7 days old. You're not mekayim any mitzvah. Still, you say since he's a toy b'dva mitzvah, he has no chiyuv chatis. He's potter from a chatis of a zayreish in the first case, the koavid mitzvah, the case where the kid was born on Friday, and you made his meal on the next Shabbos. So the next Shabbos is the ninth day. He's 9 days old. So as though you have a kima mitzvah. So how could you say that you chayiv chatis? Doesn't make any svara. And the Gemara, Amri Devar Yabiyanai, Reisha teiku goin shekodam o moil shel Shabbos
be Erev Shabbos. The Reish is talking about where he made the Mila of the kid that was born on Friday on Shabbos on Friday. So, come to Sois. The Lenit no Shabbos Litchos. There's no Hetan Abachlal to make a Mila on Shabbos. So what's the Reish talking about? One kid was born on Friday, one kid was born on Shabbos. Now the next Friday, the Moel made a mistake and made the Mila on the kid who was born on Shabbos. From the Sois, when it comes Shabbos, how many kids left over? Only one kid. This kid was born last Friday, so today on Shabbos is the ninth day. He has no heter to be doicha Shabbos. So even though the Moel thinks he has a heter, but Lamai said there's no kid that has a heter to be doicha on Shabbos right now, so Mila, that's not called the Torah B'dva Mitzvah. It's called Yamama Sheshoig, you're making a mistake, therefore you're chayiv achatis. Ma'ashem kein seifa, where does Rabbi Yeshua hold your potter? Nitne Shabbos litchos. They're talking about one kid was born on Shabbos and one kid was born on Sunday. So Lamaisa, you made a mistake and you made the meal on the kid was born on Sunday on Shabbos. So it's saying true, you're not being a kind of many mitzvah, because the Sunday's baby is only 7 days old now on Shabbos. But Lamaisa, there's another kid here. This other kid, since that kid was born on Shabbos, that kid has a heter to have his meal being done on Shabbos. So since one of the two kids have a heter to be done on Shabbos, here he's called his toye b'dvar mitzvah. Like, there is a heter to do one on Shabbos, and he thinks he's doing that one. So here it's a bigger p'tur. Rashi, l'nitnu Shabbos litchos, shein boi tinik sheis manoi, hayoim. He's in the ratio where he made the mila on Sunday's kid. On Shabbos, he made the kid that was born on Shabbos. On Friday, yeah, so Bezoi, which kid is left over? Only the kid was born on Friday. So on Shabbos, there's no chiyuv to do the meal at all. Hilkach lehoyu torah dayoyim b'mitzvah. Shlehoyu mutal ol klum lasos. There's no kid right now on Shabbos to have a meal. Because the kid was born on Shabbos, you made a mistake, you made the meal on Friday. The kid was born on Friday, that's still here now to have his meal is not doicha Shabbos. Therefore, we have a time you shouldn't have made a mistake, therefore in such a case, chayav achatis. Mashenken the sefer, even though you made the meal on the kid, one kid was born on Sunday, one kid was born on Shabbos. So ma'isi, you're making the meal now on day, so even though you're making the meal on Sunday's kid on Shabbos, but there's another kid here that was born on Shabbos, and he has a heter to be doicha Shabbos. Therefore, it's called Toyev Dvar Mitzvah, and you report it. Omele Rav Ashle Rav Kana, Reisha Namiya, but Nitne Shabbos Litchas Lagabi Tinoikas the Yalma. Even though this kid, there's no kid now to be doicha Shabbos, but there are other kids that have heter to be doicha Shabbos. There are other kids that are born on Shabbos. And the Gemara of Allah, Gavru Mioloi Is Yoyev. This smile doesn't have it lined up. Really, this smile has no heter, has no din to make a meal at all on the Shabbos. So therefore, he's called a shoygig and he's chayiv achatis. But in the other case, where there's a Shabbos baby and a Sunday baby, so one of the babies have a heter to have the meal on Shabbos, so even though he made a mistake and did the Sunday's baby on Shabbos, still we say it's potter from achatis. Because he has a heter to do a meal on Shabbos, for that tirda, he's potter from achatis.
The commission of Eiter. Koton nimol lishmeina. Sometimes a cotton has its bris mila, the chiv is to do it on the 8th day. It means the 8th day when he's 8 days old. Letisha, sometimes the chiv is when he's 9 days old. Uliyasar, sometimes when he's 10 days old. Uliyechad osa, sometimes when he's 11 days old. Uliyudbeis, sometimes when he's 12 days old. Uleipochas v'lo yoysa. It says never a chiv to make a mila before he's 8 days old. V'lo yoysa, never a chiv that extend longer than the 12th day. The Mishnah Hakeit said, how is the case? Kedarka, if the kid is born normally in the middle of the week, is Lishmeina. So the Bris Mila is on the 8th day, or even if he's born on Shabbos, the Mila is the next Shabbos, the 8th day. Neulad LeBein HaShmoshes, if the kid is born between Shki and Tzeisk Lechovim, his Bein HaShmoshes any day of the week, is Nimol Lates. Then we make the Mila first the 9th day. Why Nimol Lates? Rashi, Shere Liyom Shmini Shel Mochor Hu Nimul, Veshema Ben Ashmoshes Yomu Venimulates. Like Monashek, Ben Ashmosh, let's say he's born Thursday after Shkia. So you can't make the bris next Thursday, because maybe it has a din Friday, and next Thursday will only be the 7th day. Therefore, Menasaf, we have to wait until the 9th day, until Friday. It's Friday, you can make the Mila. Shel Erosh. Let's say Ben Ashmosha Shalera Shabbos, let's say the kid was born Friday after Shkia. Hey, so Mesupik, if he was born on Friday, born on Shabbos, then the locher is nimuli asor. Then you have to wait till the 10th day. Because you can't make the milah next Shabbos, the 9th day, because maybe when he was born Ben Ashmoshes, it was called Friday. So b'zoi, to make the milah the next Shabbos is called the milah shloi b'zman, it's not the Shabbos. Therefore you have to wait till Sunday to make the milah on Sunday, which is the 10th day. So drashi hoya yoyim ero Shabbos. Is EF Shalomoyle Bishabis Habo Tishem Tesu? Maybe it's the 9th day already. Vevile Milosh Labizmana. Vienna Dech Shabbos. The din is a Milosh Labizmana Zadech Shabbos. Pasorchu Hamtim Adliachra Shabbos Shua Siri. Therefore, we have to wait to the bris until Sunday, which is the 10th day. What about Yom Tiv Liachra Shabbos? It's again, the kid was born Friday Ben Ashmoshes. Friday. So Mesupik, it was Friday, it was Shabbos. So we can't even wait now, so he's supposed to wait till next Sunday. What about if the next Sunday is Yomtiv? After Shabbos came a Yomtiv. So a Milah Shloi Bizman is not Derech a Yomtiv either. So that's the case, Nimul Yechrosa. You have to wait then until Monday, till after Yomtiv, and then you make the Milah. What about Beis Yomim, Shorosh Hashanah? Hey, it's the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, which, even though the second day of Rosh Hashanah is only with Rabbanan, but I'll call upon him, this is the only Yomtiv Sheni there is in Eretz Yisrael. Is the time of the Mishnah talking about an Eretz Yisrael. So the only case you have 2 days Yom Tiv is Rosh Hashanah. So let's say Rosh Hashanah comes out on Sunday and Monday. As the kid was born the week before Friday Ben Ashmoshes. So the next Friday you can't do it because maybe Ben Ashmoshes has it in Shabbos. You can't do it the next Shabbos because maybe he was born Takoni on Friday. You can't do it the next Sunday because that's the first day of Rosh Hashanah. You can't do it Monday because that's the second day of Rosh Hashanah. So you have to wait until Tuesday, which is Lishnei Mosa. That's the 12th day. So the Mishnah Vayta. Katan ha-choyla. A katan that is sick. Ein moyle moysoi ad she-yavriya. You have to wait until he heals up, until he gets better. Calls the money sick. It's a sakana. You can't make a mila. So the Gemara. Omar Shmuel chotzosoi chama. Hey, when the sickness goes away, when the fever goes away, is noisnim loy kol zayin lahavrosai. And she can't make the milah as soon as he gets well. The marshal, let's say the first 10 days he was sick, he had high temperature. And he first gets better after 10 days. She now let him make the milah the 10th day. But after when the fever goes away, then you first have to wait another complete 7 days. So drashi chotzol sechama, nishlaf mimenu hacholi, as the sickness went away, v'yotz meguf, it went out of his body. Sagav shan the mishnah that if he's a choyla, you can't make the milah. A choyla here means a choyla kol gufoi. His whole body is sick. He has like high temperature. Mashenken, if his stomach has pain, if his stomach has one aver is sick, then you could make the milah. Because if the whole body is sick, the loch which you can't make the milah. And even when he gets well, you have to first wait another complete 7 days. Fati gemari boilihu. Mi bina meis leis. These 7 days, you need mamish, a complete 24-hour period. Nafkamina, let's say he gets well at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And you want to make the bris the next week at 9 o'clock in the morning. Is it good or not? If one side is no, you have to have a complete 24-hour period. You have to wait until after the 7th day, till it comes again 1 o'clock, then you can first make the milah. Or else no, it's the mixas ayam kukule. It's enough 7 days, even though you don't have the complete day. Mixas ayam is kukule. So the Gemara Toshma, I'll bring your raya. The Toni Ludoi, that usually means a shame chocham, Jograshi, a shame chocham, yoim havrosai, ki yoim hivoldai. The day he gets better is considered as if he was born that day. Is the chur my love? Doesn't this mean ma yom hivoldoi loy bina meis leis? Just like the day you're born, you don't need meis leis. Mosh, let's say he's born 6 o'clock in the afternoon on a Monday, so he makes the milah the next Monday, even 9 o'clock in the morning, even though you don't have a complete 7 days or 24-hour period. Is the chur af yom havrosai? The same thing. You say the day he gets better, the temperature goes away. Is considered like he's born. The what? Leibina meis leis. You don't need a complete 7 days of meis leis. If he gets better, the temperature goes away 5 o'clock in the afternoon. It's the next week. You can make the bris 9 o'clock in the morning if you want. So tomorrow, loy. No, there's no right for me. I'll tell you. Odif yoim havrosim yoim hivoldei. It's a bigger chumra the day when you get well than from the day you're born. Dilo yoim hivoldoi. So now when a kid is born any day, we say leibinam yeslais. You don't have to have a complete 24-hour period. Now we know any time of the day the kid is born, Abi is born before Shkia, it's considered that day, it's considered one day, and wait until the next week, the next same day, if he's born Thursday, 6 o'clock, we make the milah the next week on Thursday. But Avad, you don't have to wait till 6 o'clock in the afternoon. You make the bris as early as you want in the morning. That's Dafka when he was born. Mashenkin Vilu Yoim Havrosik, in the case where he was born sick. And now he first gets well, 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and echanami beinam yes lies. You have to wait the complete 7 days of a 24-hour period each day. Therefore, you can't make the bris until the next week, 5 o'clock in the afternoon, the same time when the temperature went away. And that's the halacha. At Yom HaRosh, you have to wait more chum, you have to wait a complete 7 days. Meyes leish you need from the time he gets better. Zot Mishnah Vayta. Elu hein tzitzin hama'akvin es ha-mila. Hez, these are tzitzin that are ma'akiv the mila. So Rashi says tzitzin, like we had before, means with tzuas shavosa, pieces of meat. Shenishru min orla, that remains even after the moyel made the mila, he didn't do a good job, and he left over some pieces of meat of the orla, still on it. Is certain pieces of meat are ma'akvin es ha-mila, that means it's considered like you did not do the mitzvah's mila, and you have to go over again and do it. You could even do it on Shabbos. What's the case? Bosar ha-choyfes roiv ha-torah. If you have a piece of meat, that covers roiv of the atorah. So, Drashi, what's called the atorah? He's sofo gevoya. That's the high ring. Ha-makefes es ha-gid. It goes all around the gid. It's right before the tip of it. There's like the top ring. Sovit. Umimeno mishapeya v'yorid l'roishay. From that ring, it starts to go down, slant downwards. Is if you have a piece of meat that covers up roiv of the atorah, that's considered ma'akiv es ha-mila, and he's still called an oral. Vaitav yeinu oichol v'truma. Afkmini, if the kid is a kain, he's not allowed to eat truma. Strashi im kain hu. Tiafina v'yivomish ha-oral osa v'truma. An oral is also to eat truma, so he's not allowed to eat truma. Until you cut off, these tzitzin, cut off his extra piece of the meat that's still hanging there. So at the Mishnah of Yimho Yobal Bosak, let's say the kid was fat, or at least there's a lot of meat by the Mokom Orlo, he's even after the Moel made the Mila. Still the top meat is hanging down, is Mesakta Mifnei Maros Hain. The Mishnah's Mashm, even though Midiraisa is called Gemalt, once you cut off the Orlo, that was Nizgalo HaTorah, he's called Gemalt Midiraisa, and you don't have to have a cut off anymore. But Mishnah Maros Hain, if there's still meat there, covering it up, you have to cut off the top part of the meat. So Rashi learns Vimhoya Balbosa, Minshoya Shomin, he was fat, the kid. Or at least by the gid, it was fat meat there. Venira Bosa Shalamala Mealosai, the meat that's on top of the orla. It's not part of the orla. Really, you could see the atara. Just the top piece of the meat comes down and covers over the atara. Liacha Shinitla Orla Kula, even after the mill did a good job. And yeah, Rashi again. Vimhoya balbosa, that Rashi shoya shomin. Hey, the kid was fat. Vinira bosa shilamala miyalosa, in the meat that was on top of his orla. In other words, the real orla was cut off 100%. But the piece of meat that's on top of the orla, layachash nitla orla kuloi, kilo oisei bosa, choyze v'choyfer es agid. As if the top part of the meat is coming down and covering up the gid, that the kid does not look as if he had a mila. So I'm not clear what Rashi means meizmo with the knife. I know it means just time you have to pull it down, just time press it down with your hands, or else it means you have to cut off that meat that he shouldn't look like he's still an oral. Alright, we'll see more lemais in the Gemara how he's supposed to do it. The Rashi mifnei maros ayin shlo yeh nirukarol. The kid should not look like he's an oral, even though midiraisa when he has a good mila avad is kosher. Even though the meat is covering it up, since that meat is not the meat of the orla, but mishumara sign, you should cut off that meat, or at least try and push up the meat, it shouldn't cover over the atar. So the meat